Lessons from the Lay, Parshas Ekev. We came off a very rich parsha. Shishi, we read Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the first of the parshas of the Shema that we say at least twice a day, really three times a day if you include Kriya Shema Al Hamito. And we now learn the second parsha towards the end of our parsha, in Parshas Ekev, of course, Vayayim Shamoa Teshmuel. And we learn very important lessons, but one important lesson is our chiyuv of tefillah, ula'avdo b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshachem. Rashi, of course, points out, ula'avdo b'chol levavchem avoida shehi balev. Gemara picks up on this in a number of places, that avoda balev, that is our tefillah, zehu tefillah, says Rashi. She'etfila kori avoda, as a posuk says, from Daniel. However, we must point out that the pasuk does say, of course, ula'avdo b'chol levavchem, with your heart. So what's going on over here? Why the plural form? Certainly, man only has one heart, of course. Chazal explained to us that this is a reference to the two yetzer that we have, yetzer hatov and yetzer hara. And they work simultaneously within man. The yetzer hatov, our good inclination, and our yetzer hara, evil inclination, are found within every human being, and there is a constant struggle and fight. The angels do not have a Yetzirah. They're programmed to carry out Hashem's task exactly the way that they should be carried out. Man, on the other hand, and unfortunately, have two contrary forces working with him. The great Rav Elyo Meir Bloch, the great Rosh Yeshiva from Tells, notes the uniqueness of man, the ability that man has to dominate one Yetzer over the other. That being said, says Rav Eliyahu Meir, one has to work on his emotions, meaning he could have the personality as opposed to the angels, emotionally understanding the tragedy and difficulty in his emotion and still serve Hashem. That's the ultimate level. And that's the two levavchems here. The example given by Rav Eliyahu Meir Bloch is the Shira said at the Red Sea. In Kriyas Yamsuf, as the water splits, the Egyptians are drowning. The Malachim wanted to say Shira, and Hashem's famous line, how can you say Shira? Heim Tovim Bayam, the human beings are dying. My creations, V'atemum Shira. But he let Klal Yisrael say Shira. Yes, it's true, that's a reason why we don't say full Hallel on Pesach, but we did say Az Yashir. Says Ribbono Shalom, he answers, I've waited for their tefillos. I want to hear their Shira. Why? What's the difference? So explains the Telzer Rosh Yeshiva that the angels are filled with joy. They don't have any sense of emotion. He doesn't feel pain. It's a malach. A person has joy and anguish, tears that can be brought to him, but can still bring the ultimate form of Shura. You see, when Avram Avinu was instructed to take his Ben Yechidcha and slaughter Yitzhak Avinu like a korban, he did so willingly. Yet Chazal tell us he stood knee deep in tears. That is the emotion that Ribbono Shalom wants us to have. Our tefillah has to be one where our lave is overrun by the great Yetzer HaTov, and it's not just lip service. Hashem doesn't want us to limit our emotions. And there are amazing stories about those whose tefillahs were so special and sweet, despite the difficulty that they experienced. Famously, the Ger Rebbe instructed in the grief of the Holocaust that the Onik Shabbos not change at all, and the Nigan of Lachadodi say the same as the Gera dynasty's Nigan had stayed for so many years. And when his son, the future Ger Rebbe, asked, Rebbe, how can this be? How can we continue singing? Maisa Yoda Tovim Bayam and Shira. So many have died. How can we sing Shira? The Rebbe responded in a calm, strong voice and said to my dear son, we must always sing Shira, because Hashem, He will listen to us if it's sincere. And that's the two Levavchems. The great Rav Yaakov Galinsky, in my wonderful sefer my wife bought me for my birthday a number of years ago, he asked the Pashut a question. Mustama, he writes this, that this Pashut special. He says, Reshit, Mi'achav shvehatfila he avoided shebalev, so why isn't tefillah belev allowed? Why do we have to mouth the words? Why can't we just thinking in our heart how much we love and appreciate Hashem, all the great things, even open up the siddur maybe? But why am I mouthing the words? It can make davening a lot quicker. The Gemara speaks about this at great length. Brachos daf lamed aleph, amen aleph, amar munoi, kama halachas gedolos yesh limud mitzfilah. We learn so many great halachas from the tefillah of Chana. Shmuel Aleph, of course, tells us this amazing tefillah of Chana. V'chana hi midaberet al liba. Mekan ha-mispalot sarach she'ikavin liba. One thing we learn is that tefillah tzarech kavana. You need to have kavana. Rak tzvatel knows. Mekan mispalot shetzarech. It has to be said. She'ichtoch b'svatev. We have to speak out with our heart, but actually say mouth the words with our lips. Because of the Rashash over there says, "Ula avdo b'chol avchem zetz fila hayamakom lomar she'achar kavanas alev hein hadvarim." Im kol zeh sarach yuk should say it. One might think that says ula avdo that we serve Hashem with our heart and that's good enough. No, you have to actually say the words that are hopefully deep within your heart. And Rav Galinsky brings a great machloikis within halacha. The Magen Avraham writes in Or Chaim, Simon Kuvalev, Sivkatan Bey, Tzarech Iyun, Im Hatzfila Belibo Yotza. What happens in this situation? You have this sometimes. Let's not make no mistake about it. Sometimes we're tired or whatever it might be, and we think we're mouthing the words, and we're not actually, but we saw the words. We generally hold in the machlokes by Birchas HaTorah that hirur, just thinking something, is not considered to be like saying it. As we are told in Simon Samach Beis and Simon Kuf Pehei. Shani b'tfila, but by tfila lamdu labdu b'chol levavchem ezavo shalev zet tfila. Im kein ikur toli b'kavonas alev. It really matters as we spoke out from Rav Eliyahu Meir Bloch. It matters what's in your heart because that emotion has to come out, but it has to come out with the words. I have to show that I mean what's in my heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodea machshavo so. He knows what we're thinking. Elo the Gemara mashma shelo yotza v'chein mashma v'poiskim v'tzorach iyon. You're right. So this is mashma that really should be that my heart's good enough. No. I need that extra lip service in a positive way. The Eliyarab over there as well in Ois Gimel is Mefalpel B'dvara V'siyam Gamkein B'tzarachiyah. That really Avod HaShalev should be enough. So why is it that we have to mouth these words? So Rav Galinsky says that he believes that the foundation of Tefillah, Yesod HaTefillah, is Kavana V'Halev. The Nefesh HaChaim writes in Shar Bet, Yudalid, Shematzina Shotfila Kuria Nefesh. Ve'ashboich es nafshi lifnei Hashem, Shmuel Aleph Aleph. As we just said. What do we need? It's not enough to have the Nefesh, but you need Gam Dibor. V'utefel, of course, Lekavana. Right? A person can't just give the mouth service in a negative way. And just say the words, and the lev has no idea what's going on. It's a famous Rav Aaron Soloveitchik would quote many times his grandfather, the great Rav Chaim, of what seemingly seems like a machlokas in the Rambam about kavanah and tefillah. And he says there's two forms of kavanah, the famous sveidina. If I were to shake you right now, would you know what you're saying? If you do, that means it's in your heart. Even though sometimes, you know, we find ourselves hitting ourselves, and we say, why am I hitting? Oh, it's lachlan, I forgot. But there has to be both. The Mahabit writes, Ki akarahi kavanat alef. It's not complete. It's barren. Em eno neshama ela b'dibor. I have to manifest it with a dibor. And therefore, I'm espalled tzorch lekavin libo v'yizar gam kein, shiyach sifo, says the Oel Moed. Yachtoch b'svatav, I have to say the words. The dibor has to be part of this experience. Yes, it's tefil to the machshava. The machshava has to be there. And even the Sefer Charedim says, Hoyl v'tfila hu avodah shebalev, even though the Pasuk tells us in our parsha, Ula avdo b'chol levavchem, Im lo kivein bo, if he has no kavana, lo yotza yidei mitzvah tefila. And this is not like the Mabit, right? Yes, it's true. The Sefer Charedim says, it's the kavana, it's what's in the heart. But the Mabit is saying over here, Ula avdoi, it has to be ula avdo with a maisa svatav. It has to be with his mouth. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Samache Yomad Aleph, B'chol Levavchem is the Kavana. You need both of them in the rice. And he goes on, not for our discussion, a machloikis that he explains in the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah of the mitzvah saseh b'chol yom ula avdoi b'chol levavchem. The Rambam counts this, of course. But I think that what's going on over here in this discussion is an important discussion that I've pointed out various times. And when I was introduced to it, it's one of my favorite chinuchs ever written. The chinuch there is talking about shvir ha'etzem on Pesach, about breaking the bone on Pesach, and he asks, why are there so many mitzvahs that remind us of Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim? Obviously, Pesach night, myriads of mitzvahs, but even through our year, even just Shabbos itself, the Menchas Chinuch writes this, based on the Gemara in Pesachim, that a person is not Yotzei Kiddush unless he says the words, not Zechel L'Maaseh Bereishis, Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. It comes up all the time. Shalosh Regalim, everything is Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why do we need all this? So the Chinuch purports, I think, an ikur in Avodas Hashem. And that is that Acher Pulaschav Nimshach Levavos. It's almost the opposite of what we're saying, but I think Hainu Hach, it's exactly what we're saying. My actions controls my heart. Someone who comes and says, my tefillah doesn't mean anything. I don't know why it doesn't mean anything. I can't get my heart to get into it. And I think that's the Levavchem, because you have a Yetzaharas. And the Yetzaharas work so hard, especially in the times of Corona. Oh, don't wake up now. You don't have to get up. Don't worry about it. Wake up later. My tefillah is not important now. Whatever it might be. Because you have the appropriate reasons. People are not able to daven in minyanim. They're nervous to daven. It's fine. But Chazal tell us that when we can't daven a minyan, we should daven at least at the same time that a minyan is taking place or our normal minyan took place. What's the answer to that? How do I get my levavchem to work simultaneously? And one could argue maybe we could say the inside heart and the outside heart. It all goes achar pulaso nimshach levavos. What are my actions? My actions will control my heart. And then I will become a ula avdo b'chol levavchem Jew, where my heart now has the feeling because of the pu'ulos that I did, not the opposite. My dibor, if I keep saying it, it will make my heart want it. I've told many students, you want better tefillah? Keep davening. How can you tell me that you don't daven? If you keep davening, and certainly as I've said many times as well, if you're davening and you don't understand it, and I look at your sitter and you have a sitter you got from your bar mitzvah, maybe unfortunately from the school that you went to, which made a mistake in not giving you an arch girl sitter, and you don't understand the words that you're saying, you're not giving yourself a fighting chance. And you expect to wake up in the morning, you achar pulaso, and yes, it doesn't revolve around the pu'ula of when you go to sleep at night? How am I going to be able to serve Hashem if I will just, watch all the NBA games, especially if you're on a time delay like here in Israel? And I went to sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning. So, my sleepiness is going to nimshach m'levavos. We're only a few days, I'm recording this only a few days after Tisha B'Av. And I try each year to focus on something, to make something l'toreir. And I think that this is a central idea. What are the actions that we're taking that will make my heart want to do something? And in the area of Yetzihara, this is true as well. We are blessed with technology. If it wasn't for technology, Rav Asher Weiss related this in a Shabbos drasha. If it wasn't for technology, how difficult would our life be? I mean, Tisha B'Av with Corona, I can't imagine if we had Corona without technology. Besides the Zoom, there's so much Torah that was available. This Tisha B'Av, I almost felt bad not to listen to other types of shiurim because there literally were hundreds of, at the same time, all live. It's hard. How do you choose? But the negative, of course, is that technology is so very difficult. Because if I watch one thing, it could lead to another, all of a sudden I'm watching something usher when an hour ago I had the greatest intentions. And now I go to sleep and my thoughts of my sleep are based on that last thing that I watched, which wasn't so great. If we want our tefillah to mean something, so what are the actions that show that? If we want really nachamu, nachamu ami, we are in the midst of seven haftorahs of nechama. Because ultimately, as Rav Soloveitchik says, the avelos of Tisha B'Av can't come without a nechama. There's only 3 weeks of haftorahs that speak about our destruction, the difficulties of the Jewish people, and 7 weeks of nechama, only interrupted by a chance to start anew with Rosh Hashanah. If we really want the Beis HaMikdash, what pe'ula are we doing that when I daven, my lev is spilling with my mouth? It's not enough ula avdo b'chol levavchem to think it, because I need the action, because the action is actually going to, I know it's circular logic, but it can control what my heart feels. Going back to my original story. So, what was I focusing on this Tisha B'Av? And I apologize if this doesn't come out right, but I was thinking about the great fortune that I have to live in Eretz Yisrael. And that was based on what many, specifically in Chutz La'aretz, spoke about this Tisha B'Av, of the wake-up call that we've received, that anti-Semitism, which we maybe little forgot about since Corona started and forgot what happened in the massacre in Nebuch in Muncie, and let's not forget the Tree of Life and the many incidents that are happening. Mamish just, I heard on Friday night in Mammoth County, someone shows a picture of a letter that was on their car. Horrible words to the Jewish people. It's a wake-up call. Black Lives Matter in their principles, if you read them well, and we need to do a lot to work together with our African-American neighbors. But the movement of Black Lives Matter and what they represent is not an Israel-friendly or Jewish-friendly organization. And if people like Madonna, I don't even want to give credence to other names, are able to give Louis Farrakhan and no longer can be shamed and things can be taken off social media because it's not what the policies are, but then there's no policies on the other side. There's a wake-up call, for sure. And it's a scary wake-up call. And then one video I saw, they interviewed Holocaust survivors who spoke about their wake-up calls of Kristallnacht and why they didn't do anything and what. And it's not an Aliyah speech, but it's an appreciation speech. It's my pool also is saying, well, how can I get there? I've spoken to Mamish on Friday, two different real estate people here in Eretz Yisrael who said to me they've never seen anything like this. The phones are ringing off the hook. And all different types of people. From the Syrian community to the modern Orthodox community to the more yeshivish community. That's a pe'ula that you do. I'm not saying to move today. I'm not saying, but I have a place to go. And then my heart all of a sudden is drawn. And then the Rabbanu Shlomo says, wow, this heart really loves Eretz Yisrael. Which means I love the Beis HaMikdash, which means I want to return. Many have spoke about the power of tefillah. I'm certainly not at all the one to speak about it. But it seems obvious that the power of tefillah, as we just learned, is ula'avdoi b'chol levavchem. Get the Yetzirah out of there with the pu'ula of my tefillah being meaningful, and then my heart is always following that way of believing it, of actually believing that when I ask for a refuah, I'm doing a pu'ula to help that person. I've changed myself. I believe that the reason why Tehillim works is because I'm focusing now on tefillah instead of doing something else that maybe I shouldn't be doing, and that's why I'm very against Tehillim gatherings that take place during Shira. I always used to say this in Leva Torah. Is the 4 o'clock shiur taking place? Oh, now we're going to say four Pirkei Tehillim. How about we just go to the learning thing? And that's also important. We should be zocher that the pulos on nimshach levavos. Ula'avdo b'chol levavchem. There are two hearts, whether it's the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov, or two hearts, the one inside and the one that actually physically works, are working together. The nefesh and the guf work together simultaneously and making our tefillah one that we believe in. Because that's our heart, is always believing that everything's Latova, everything's Hashem is always with us. And I'm doing real actions to make changes so that my tefillah becomes so very meaningful to the point where the Ribono Shalom has to give us the ultimate nechama. Nachamu, nachamu, double lashon. There's also a nechama for Hashem because he's also without his house. He's also with a diminished shechina that we're able to feel. We should be zeicher to get, as the last week's Haftarah say, Kumi Ori. Let us wake up and recognize that Mashiach Zikena was on the way. Mirtz Hashem Bakar of Mamash. Amen. V'amen.